Okay, Rebbe, we left off with multiple challenges to try to put the final touches on this sugya. So we observed at the end of the shiur yesterday, Machlokes Taisa and the Rambam, according to most, the Rambam seems to be subscribing to this view, that whereas Taisa puts the brakes on the din of mitoch of Rabbi Nachman Riyah, but only in a case where Havlo Lameida, the Rambam says no. The Rambam gives an example of something which seems to be lo Havlo Lameida, and the Rambam still applies the principle of mitoch. So the question was, how can that be? And how do you understand the idea of below Bnei Yorshim? Taisus learned that the whole drush, the whole of below Bnei Yorshim makes a lot of sense because lo havel lameida. How would the Rambam explain that? Then we also have to try to figure out what is the nekudas machlokes in terms of lamdus between the Rambam and Taisus. Why does Taisus feel that it makes sense that this din should be limited only to certain scenarios, and the Rambam holds it all inclusive? And finally, what are the rayas? Other rayas, Bavli, Bshami, other sugyas in the Gemara that would support either Taisa or Shitas Rambam. So Shitas Rambam clearly understood that Benevel Bnei Yorshim is based on a different part of the Gamri. L'chayim, what Benevel Bnei Yorshim is based on is when I come forward to you and I say, you owe me 100, and you say, Chamishim Yadana, Chamishim Layadana, so you just gave forth your darkness. You just said, Chamishim Yadana, Chamishim Layadana. We're not going to put words into your mouth. We're not going to change what you said. So lefi dvarecha, you're a mechush v'shen yachli shava. But when it's yoresh, so remember that old principle we have for yorshim, that when it comes to yorshim, we don't just take face value what the yorshim was saying. We give them the benefit of the doubt, and we actually step up to the plate for them. And we invoke one of our favorite klalim. This is going to be like the segue to next year to Gittin, because the Beis Halacha in Gittin, Taisa brings us up again. What was it called? Yeah. Taninon. That we put forth tainas that the person himself doesn't even know to say. So it could be that this idea of Benevel Bnei Yorshim is like a Taninon type of halacha. That even though he's saying Lo Yadana, we're saying, no, he's really... He really is Yodan. He really is. If the father would have been there, look, you'd say the father would have been there. So he would have said, X, Y, and Z. He would have said something different. So those negative words, those chamishim lo yadana, which is a foot in your mouth, which has forced you to take a shvua, any yachli shava, and put you into the worst case scenario, that is trumped by benevol b'nei yorshim. Not because this teaches us anything grandiose about the nature of the din of mitoich. Mitoich is blight mitoich. But it doesn't matter. This is a Taninan type of halacha. We're going to step up to the plate on your behalf. And we're going to say, if your father would have been here, he would have said something better. And he would have done what? He would have swore to that effect also. So that's quite a Taninan. It could be.
So I mean, you're saying that the Rambam and Tosfos and the Rina Mechoyim, because there are different reasons why you don't...
Right. Whereas Tosfos is saying, oh, this Din Ben Yorshim teaches us about the very nature. We can extrapolate to non-Yorshim scenarios. The Rambam holds it's very, very limited to Yorshim, and the Svara, Shabbatavar, is because it's like a Taninan halacha. This would be true. This would be something fascinating, going back to Sugyas of Taninan. We never really pinned down where Taninan came from. I mean, the Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Tirpach Bavasa talks about it, the Gemara's multiple places talk about Taninan, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Psach Picha Le'ilein. But we weren't really sure where it came from. Our knee-jerk reaction was that Taninan is probably only Midrabanan. It was on the whole list of different tachanos chachamim to make life easier in the Yorshim. The same way a lot of things we do for Yorshim. For the Yisayim, Ketanim, Zich, we do things. Even Yisayim, Gedolim, we do things to help them out. So maybe Taninan falls into that category of a whole series of different great tikkun olims to protect the interests of the Yisayim.
What is the Shemitah,
the best Gamaliel says? Avim Shem, we do a lot of things on behalf of Yisayim. So maybe we can argue that, according to the Rambam, actually, Taninan has a much deeper root. Taninan actually has a source in the Torah. That this is Gufa, this is the prototype, this is the ultimate Taninan. This is more than regular Taninan is all about. Here we're going to literally go up to bat for the Yisayimim and say, you know, the father took the Shavua. That's quite a Taninan. So maybe according to the Rambam, that's the nature of the din of Vlo Ben Ayosh. It has nothing to do with the overall far-reaching limitation of the din of Itoich. Rather, it's very, very unique to Afghan Ayosh. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Taisa and the Rambam? Why should we say that Havla Lameda plays a role or not? So clearly this is a throwback to everything we've been saying all along. This has actually been the unifying theme of all three sugyas related to Nasan Riyava. The first of the sugyas, Nasan Riyava, so we spoke about the Rivam, But the Rivam developed for us the Yesod that once you're Mechuyav Shvua, all Migos in the world are not going to help. And we gave the famous marshal 100 times, the guy's locked in the room, doesn't have the key. It's not his fault. He can't get out. According to the Rivam, the thrust of a Chiyav Shvua, by Eid Echad for sure, and quite possibly other Shvuas as well, it's a Chiyav Mamon. You want to know what a Chiyav Shvua is? A Chiyav Shvua is the equivalent of a Chiyav Mamon. Two Eidim are Mechayev Mamon. One Eid is Mechayev Mamon. The only nuance of difference is that when you have two Eidim, there's no exit strategy. When you have an Eid Echad, you have an exit strategy. There's an evacuation route. You can pull out, assuming that you can. And if you can't, then you're stuck with the Chiyav Mamon that pre-existed based on the Eidus of the Eid Echad itself. That was the Rivam's whole. You saw it, and that's what Migos aren't going to help you, none's going to help you. Whereas the first days in Taisus, weren't so sure about that. The first days in Taisus were pippling. Ooh, Tacha Migos good, Migos should help you, Migos Givaldi, Migos one more. All right, this Migos no good, it's a Migos da Oza, it's a Migos da Yorit, it's a Migos da this, it's a Migos da that. Taisus had four attempts, each one failed, to try to figure out what's wrong with this Migos. But be Ikaron, the first days in Taisus were not willing to just say, well, the Din Torah is over because it's Mammon, because they seem to be looking at Shvuas as more of a Chiyav Shvua. And then that's going to result in a Chiyav Mamon. But if we can jump the gun on that and stick a Migo in there, so maybe the Migo really will help. So that seems to be the issue in the first sugya. Then we had in the second sugya, so we had 2 days in Taisus about what do we have mitoch blank l'shava, but not ainu yoch l'shava. It's a technical grounds. Beis Din has a problem. We found the guy to be chashut 6 months ago, so we won't administer the shvua. But there's nothing in this case per se that prevents the shvua from taking place. So all of a sudden, we saw 2 days in the b'mitzvah dachei. Is that also called mitaychana? So that also seems to be the same kind of an idea, that if you take the view that mitoch basically is an expression of the fact that it's an absolute 100% chiyav mamon with a potential exit strategy. If you don't have that key, it doesn't matter why you don't have the key. It doesn't matter why you don't have the key, whether it's your fault, Yedem's fault, Shvedem's fault, Tachlis, you don't have the key, you're stuck in the room. But you can complain, you can bang it off until tomorrow. If you don't have the key to get out, you're not going to get out. Whereas, if you hold that, that's not really what's going on in Mitoch. What Mitoch really is a Chiyav Shvua. Eloah, it's a Chiyav Shvua, and now you don't take the Shvua. So we start to analyze it. Wait, why is this guy taking the Shvua? What's going on? So if he's not taking a shvua because he put his foot in his mouth and he's a chavishim liyadanam, in chatvi, di chatvi, those kind of funny things that show like the Russian and some Russian Ramos here, there's something fishy going on over here. So then mitoich kicks in. Then Rabbi Abbas did his right. But if it's the Beis Din, that's the ma'akev, like mechateis, so that should be a mitoich. So that chakira definitely played a role in the first sugya. Definitely played a role in the second sugya. And most probably plays a role in the third sugya as well. That according to Tosfos puts the brakes on Mitoch and says, only when it's Havalei Lameda. If it's Havalei Lameda, it's not your fault. So Tosfos, it's not your fault. I'm stuck in the room. I'm banging the door. It's not my fault. Oh, great, good. I'm not stuck anymore. It's not my fault. That's my key out. What kind of key is that? You're stuck in the room. You can't take shvua. It doesn't matter if it's your fault or not. So that's in sync with the Rambam Shita. With the Rambam saying that Kol's man, you didn't take the shvua. I don't care whether you're a bad guy or not a bad guy, honest guy, dishonest guy, is your fault, not your fault, you should have known. It's irrelevant, says Rav, true but irrelevant information. And Taisus says, it's very relevant information, because Taisus says that the whole mechayev of paying the money doesn't really come because the erechad proper, because the made mitzvah is proper. It only comes from the Ramoshebo. So the Ramoshebo only makes sense when it's Havel and Meida. If it's Havel and Meida, what's from a Ramoshebo? So believe it or not, although these are three separate sugyas, and imagine if I would have put them all in one set of Mamakamis, it would have been the longest sugya in history. So that we divided it up into the trilogy of Naschat Rabbi Abba. Is that what we mean? When an author writes three books, and they're three separate books, but they're all follow-up ones to the other. So the trilogy of Naschat Rabbi Abba. But the underlying theme of all three books is the same. This seems to be the recurring theme throughout all three sugyas. That's the Bashan's part. So Rabbi said, let's see if we can prove it. So let's look around, scrounge around now. We talked in theory, academically to this point. Let's talk us. Put our money where our mouth is. Find me a Gemara. Find me a Maram Malcolm that talks about this topic. So we're going to focus on possibly three, because of what time we have. Three Memori Chazal. One Rishalmi, two in Bavli, that may impact on the Shiloh. So there's a Rishalmi that talks about the following Din Torah. It's not even 100% clear what the case the Rishami is, but we're going to present it in the following manner. I give you a sack mole, bag full of something, and I ask you to please, to watch it. And it gets stolen something, and you chayav. Let's say you're shomer socher, you chayav. You're going to pay. You're going to pay for the sack. So I say, I go out. My sack got lost with your pshia, with your gnei, whatever it is. I'm insisting on getting. I want to be totally, completely reimbursed. And how much do I want to be reimbursed with? It was a sack mole zov. It was full of golden pieces, golden coins. It was, I send you a bill, a $500,000 bill for this sack mole zov. And what do you respond?
It was silver, it was copper.
It was barley.
Sand. It was sand, Rishami says. If you're already being crazy, might as well be crazy for all worth a bear full. It's like Nachmish Gamzu's story. It was worth a sack full of dirt. So how much did that go for? Oh, a bin, maybe, a little fertilizer. $5, $5 at Home Depot, $5. Having a sichsuch, back and forth and back and forth. So the Yishalmi seems to say that there's no, you pay for a bag full of dirt, and the rest you go off scot-free. Wait a second. All penalty markers go down this play. What do you mean you get up scot-free? This is a what? I'm claiming you owe me $500,000 and you're claiming you owe $5. What do we call it? They say, Chmeid ibn Miktas. So what do you want?
Sure.
Take a shmua. What's the answer?
Because money makes us with shomrim is only with your multiple objects.
This is not real shmua. This is not shmua shomrim. This is Chmeid ibn Miktas. Shmua shomrim is for Nensu, that's a different machlokes Rashi or Binatav. No. This is a regular money mitzvah. I'm saying that you owe me $500,000 and you're saying I only owe you $5. So what's the answer? What is the other guy saying? The guy was claiming that it was a bag full of sand. What's he saying? Put the exact words. What?
He's kind of saying
low. Well, let's get the right words here. Okay, trial lawyers here, right? So I'm saying, I put forth my claim. I gave you a bag worth of gold. What's your response? He says, he's saying Bevados was sand?
Must have been sand.
Must have been sand? Give me another word in English.
No.
Could have been sand. He doesn't know what maybe it was sand, maybe it was that. At least it was sand. Sand is the cheapest thing. At least Chosh was $5. That amazing. What? Maybe it was copper, maybe it was bronze, maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was potatoes, I don't, maybe it was gold, I don't know. New Rabbi said, give me a name. New? What was this? Chabishim Yadana, Chabishim La Yadana. I mean, it's 5 Yadana, $459,595 La Yadana. I have no idea. Mitaych Shani Yachal Shalom, slap you with a Mitaych. No, what is Taisa saying? Why is it a Mitaych here? Why is Yisham saying it's a Mitaych here?
We'll have a little maiden.
How's he going to know what it is? He's mechuyev to open up the bag. We spoke about this yesterday. I give you a pikadon. Watch the pikadon. Could we deflect this raya? According to Shittas Rambam, is there a way to deflect this raya? Is there a way to explain why there's no mitaych here for another reason? So the Rambam himself quotes from his Rebbe, from the Rima Gash, his father's Rebbe. The Rima Gash gives a totally different shot. You know why there's no mitaych here? I'll tell you why there's no mitaych here. You know why? Because there's no what?
Sure.
There's no shvu here b'chol. Why is there no shvu here? What is this lacking in terms of a chashvuas? I'm claiming I gave you $500,000 and you're claiming it was only $5. Isn't that a dintar about cash? What's this a dintar about? About an object. So I'm claiming object X and you're being made at the object Y. What do we call that? Everybody say no. And remember? Tano. So let me tell you. Tano chit v'hola b'sa'irim. The din is Tano chit v'hola b'sa'irim. There's no shvus, man. It makes sense. I claim that you owe me wheat, and you respond, I only owe you barley, even though barley is worth less than wheat. That's not my new mixes. My new mixes has to be min ha'taina. That's the commands of drasha. in the Gideon Bar Metziah, Ashe Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. Zeh, it's got to be this. I'm made it within what you were saying. If I'm made it to something like I'm made different, Tayyidah Chizah of the Sari, this part is no Chiv Shavua. That's what the Rebbe Gash says.
That's what I meant to say.
That's what you meant to say originally. So, wait a second. Can we accept Rebbe Gash's response? The Chor sounds like a very, very good dichoy to Taisa's Raya. So come to Bisharim and say, wait a second, is that a correct application of Tanakh and Holopus Iron? Is there no Hodom in Min HaTayna at all? Zero?
It's a bag, a bag.
Oh, bag's a bag. Oh, wait a second. This becomes very, very tricky. Right? So comes Reuben and says, I gave you a bag of gold. And what does Shimon respond?
A bag of dirt.
A bag of dirt. Is there a Hodom in Mitzvahs? So if the focus is on the contents of the bag, is it gold versus dirt? So the Rebbe Gash, the Rama, right? There's no hold up in mitzvahs. There's no hold up in mitzvahs. There's no shvu. There's no shvu. There's no mitoich. But wait a second. Hold the phone. There is a hold up in mitzvahs. Because I was telling, I was teveh you gold and a bag. So how much? The gold is $500,000. The bag is a nickel. So I was teveh you 500,000 plus a 5 cent bag. And you were mold up to the 5 cent bag. You're going to find the Chodov and Mikzas. So, Lechora, the Rimagash, the Rabbah Rappella. So, what's the answer? Hashas, the Rimagash, the Rabbah understood. The bag is not the tiny lechpat in the bag. I'm taking you a dintar over the bag. How much is the bag worth? So, we have a very, very fine, nuanced machlekes here. A machlekes that we show him. I don't understand Shad and Rishami. Is this Rishami a raya for Tosis? So, Rishami says, a raya for Tosis at Tosis. The Rosh and those Rishonim will say that Havel and the Beit is critical. So some Rishonim say the only way to explain why this is not a mitoich is because it falls short because of Lo Havel and the Beit. And the Rebbe Gash and the Rambam, all the Rishonim who didn't buy into this distinction, who didn't put the brakes on of Havel and the Beit, they have to come at this from a different angle. They have to come at it to say this is not a chisar and mitoich, this is a chisar and yetzim ha-shvua, this is a tana chitol b'sayir. To which the other Rishonim say, no, it's not true. Because there's still hold up mixes in the bag. Which the other Shem say, no, it's not true. Hold up mixes in the bag. That's not the entire. So when all the dust settles, our entire sugya revolves around one nakuta. About a shopping bag. That's the entire dintayr revolves around. So who's right? The Rebbe Gash or Tosis? So it depends. It depends before the first week in May in New Jersey or after the first week in May. In the olden days, what's a shopping bag? Come on, a shopping bag. Who thinks about shopping bags? My wife is so excited. You know why? Because every day I bring her home a shopping bag. I have in my drawer about 200 shopping bags. Okay, you know why? Every day when I bring lunch, so I take my bag when I finish lunch, I stick it into the drawer. So when I saw Chochamin of Arush, I saw back in March, they're announcing New Jersey going to be banned all the shopping bags. So you have to share shopping bags. I kid you not. First drawer, 100 shopping bags. So every day I bring her home another one. It's like she's so happy, so excited. How about, please don't tell my wife I said this, but it's like Yaakov says to the Shluchim to Esau, if a Revach Tassimu Ben Eda La'eda, if I bring up all 100 bags at once, if she says thank you once, it'd be appreciative, and she'd forget. So I've got another shopping bag every day, I've got another shopping bag, wow! And I'm going to bring them next year also, I'm not bringing them all home today, I'm leaving them, and next year, when the Sheva Shtas HaRav, you know, Yosef opens up, you got to give me a little bit of a time. But by then the gezeir will be tailored. Hopefully, someone will come to their senses and be muffled gezeir. But just in case we're still stuck for 7 more years without shopping bags, I'm going to run out eventually. Also, have to find the stores that somehow are lamalim and hadim.
Go to New York and you get some.
Buy shopping bags. Anyway, so the bottom line is the whole machlek is a mishum depends upon is the dinner and the shopping bag or not. Who would have ever thought? Oh wow, mishum the kesef. It all depends on is the dinner and the shopping bag. Is this a rivetus and this rivetus? It's very, very strange. Okay, so that was one. That was one gemara. Good. Let's move on to another gemara. We added, since we did so well with Yushami, let's try hand at the Babli. So probably the primary sugya where Tosfos actually says this, Pemole. Tosfos references the sheet a few times in Shas, but the most prevalent Tosfos about this topic is the beginning of the fifth paragraph of the Kabbalah. One of our favorites, we spoke about this so many times. It all started with the Mishnah. Shor Shinoch is a para. Famous Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Shinoch is a para. It's Ubu Betzida. An ach scores a cow. And what do we find in front of us? We find a dead cow. And also what? A dead calf, a miscarried calf. So there's no question that this cow had a miscarriage. So the one thing we're not sure about is what?
What caused the miscarriage?
or cause miscarriage? Was the miscarriage a result of the negicha, which would put the responsibility squarely on the owner of the shor hamazik? Or do I say, no, this cow had a bad day today, and a miscarriage in the morning, and it got killed by goring in the afternoon, but the miscarriage preceded the goring, which would obviously put the loss at the balaparo. So, not a great surprise. Who the two baladin? The shor hamazik and the shor nizah, and the para nizah, and the zoka, whatever, the zekis, whatever it is. So he's screaming, the balapara is screaming, you shor hamazik, you owned the shor hamazik, you not only killed my cow, you killed my Uber also. And the other one say, ma pitom, I didn't kill you, I died beforehand. It's my word against your word. What does Mishnah say? The famous Mishnah, what does it say? So first of all, it's only a short time anyway, so we're never paying nezek shalom, so don't be misled by that. So al apar mishalam chatzin nezek, which is really the full nezek, so to speak, what you should pay. Ya'ala uber, al avlan mishalim what? Rav Yehuda nezek. Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah. Do what's going to say? Avid mashmuel, zud everyone. Zud yisit v'chachamim omrim. Zeklav gol b'din, amotzich gol v'raya. That's the sugya sukkas in the Rabbanim. That's, I mean, the sugya appears in a few places. That's one of the primary sugya sukkas in the Rabbanim. Atka and Devi Agamon. So according to the Chacham, who we're more interested in, Hamatzchel of Araya, what does that translate to mean? Obviously, the Maaz is going to pay for what? For half the Hefta. You agreed to the Hefta part. He's paying Hefta part. And he's not going to have to pay 1 cent for the Uber. It's much of a variety. Nope. Who sees the wheels turning? The Mazik admits, I'm going to pay you the value of the cow. He's not questioning that. He's only questioning the Uber. Now, between me and you, does he know when this Uber, he doesn't know. He wasn't even there. What was his response? What was his response to the other guy?
Both don't know right now.
Either they both know, or it could be the other guy claims he knows the Bar B'Shema, but we pass the Bar B'Shema, not Bar Yadif. All the Mazik says is, Shema! The Mazik Zich wasn't there. If he was there, he should have stopped this cuckoo, crazy bull. So the Mazik is a Shema. So the Mazik is basically saying to the Nizik, like, listen, Chamishim Yadana. It's a fractosis. Let's slap him with the what? Which he can't take. And therefore, what should that result in?
Misham.
That's Tosis Kash. What happened to Natchad Rabbi Abba in the fifth breakup of Ukam? It's a big, 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 big Tosis in the beginning of the fifth breakup of Ukam. What happened to Natchad Rabbi Abba? So Tosis says, I'll take exactly what happened to Natchad Rabbi Abba. Three words. Forward. Lower. How is the Mazik supposed to know? The Mazik wasn't there. So you're right. The Mazik's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. He did something wrong. He let his ox run wild. That's true. Like the Choshed also wasn't such a big tzaddik. But not being a tzaddik is that what gets you into trouble. In this case, by Shon Shon, Lover Lil Meida. I don't know. I'm in New York. My ox is goring somebody in New Jersey. Lover Lil Meida. So therefore, I'll pay you the 50 that I owe. So those people did on the bar. And forward to that. I've been a kaifu bakol. He's so fake. I don't know. I'm not going to pay for the rest, and don't slap me with the shvur, because lo have a little meida. So I'm chai b'shvur, but lo have a little meida. That's how Tosis reads the sugya. Obviously, the Rambam has to read that Mishnah differently. Has to read that Gemara differently. So what are other options available for the Rambam? So Tosis gives you a Megillah, a mile long, different ways of reading. Some are interesting. One's almost like a cute teretz in terms of text, in terms of lishitasai. Anyone know what Taisa says? Anyone saw Taisa? Remember what the Gemara says? Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Zud Divrei Sumchus, Chachamim Omrim Zeh Klal V'Gedolim Matzav V'Raya. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Who was Shmuel?
Shmuel,
I was in the Amar Rav Yehuda. Oh, he was representing Shem B'Bavel. He comes Taisa and says, Shmuel that in Ochinami, if you would have held like Rabbi Abba, that would be the din. The din would be Mitach Shemuel, the Shitosai, who didn't bind to Rabbi Abba, He doesn't hold like Rabbi Abba Nasa, Rabbi Abba doesn't hold like Rabbi Choshel Shvut, doesn't hold like Rabbi Chamish Vleidam, doesn't hold like him in the Porah and the Uber as well. That'd be a great teretz. Of course, that would force the Rambam to paskin. We who hold like Rabbi Abba, Rambam paskins like Rabbi Abba, we would have to change the din of what the Gemara says. It would be a very, very strange thing. The Mishnah says the din is azoy. The Mishnah says the Mishnah says you split the value, split the chatzin nezik of the Uber. Shmuel says, no, that's not the din. The two psachim that appear, one the Mishnah, one the Gemara, what would we be forced to say? That they're both wrong. What would be the correct outcome of the halacha? Not that you pay nothing and not you split. You have to pay the full Uber because it'd be tough. I don't think the Rambam says that. So it would be a nice interest. I mean, Tosfos said as a quirk in the sugya a little bit, but to say the halacha, you got to check the Rambam. So I'm not sure we're going to go down that route. So there has to be probably some other reason why mitoich doesn't work here. There's something else fishy here about the application of mitoich. Anyone know anything? Guess? What's funny about mitoich here? Something fishy about mitoich here. Have a look on.
Maybe it could be considered
like
two separate times.
We get that. The text doesn't say that. Others suggest that. Text and nothing above. You only want to say stuff in common with Alan. Yes. What? This is an interesting one. Be'odi Shleimer. The Lamandi of a pagan is Kaknasa. Layim Chu Shvua Gedoma does Atznai. But in Knas Potter. What is this? Chatzi Nezek of Shortam is a Machlekes Amaroyim. Is it Momon or is it Knas? We spoke about this in the past, right? It's a very, very strange thing because usually Momon is measured by if you pay what you damage. You broke a window worth $100, you pay $100, that's mama. If you stole an animal, you have to pay kafel dal, but hey, that's above and beyond what you damaged. So that's a knas. Is chatzi nezek above and beyond what you should have paid? Or is it commensurate with what you should have paid? What's the answer? The problem is neither. That's the problem. It's not commensurate. I caused $100 damage, only paying $50, so it's not exactly the same. On the other hand, is it more? Is it more than I should have paid? What should I have paid? It's less than I should have paid, L'chayr. So where's the Machlekes Amoraim in the first Perech of Bekama? So one opinion the Gemara says that it's really commensurate what you should have paid. It's exactly what you should have paid. You should have paid a full damage, and that's what you have to pay. You really should be writing the check out for full damages, like any other nezek. At the last minute, Midas HaRachamim comes running in and says, Rachel says, the chas de hagodol. All right, listen. This was a little bit strange what happened here. You know, it's not mamish the same as an animal, you know, eating and trampling. It's not like a guy breaking a window. It's a little bit funny. Midas HaDin says, it's faithful. Mr. Rachel says, all right, listen, it's the first couple of times, give you a break, and we'll cut off half off the check. Chatzos kasher. But the amount that you're paying is the Fimidis Adin. You're paying the full amount, and the Torah is saying, give the half back, be a nice guy, give the other half back. I mean, the Torah is not recommending it, the Torah is demanding it. I'm not going to pay the full amount. But the fact that I'm not paying the full amount does not detract from the Mamun Shaboy. That's one day in the Gemara. That's the day that we don't pass the Gemara. The other day in the Gemara says, Midas Adin dictates, you should pay absolutely nothing. You know why? In my wildest dreams, I didn't think that my hand was going to gore. Goring is abnormal. Goring is not something that's elul adas. It's not something that the balabas has to be afraid of. I have to be afraid my animal may eat. Animals eat. I have to be afraid my animal may step on your vegetables. Animals step on things. To be my easy eat chushle, that's normal. That's shein. Shein v'regel is normal. Karen is meshunadik. It's not elul adas to be worried about that. So if you meet a sadin, I should pay zero. So what do I pay chatzin nezek? Knas chinuchi. to remind me that this shouldn't happen again. If it happens that multiple times, then it becomes normal. Then it becomes midas hadin. Then it becomes mamun. But kozman is still in the abnormal sense, less than three times, so it's still shtickle abnormal. So midas hadin dictates zero, and the chatzin ezek is like kefal dalve. It's like a kinas. That's machlokes gemara. We pass the loch like maybe over that it's kinas. That's why the gemara says you can't be done in bavel. You need the yam smuchim tefis also gives in bavel kavod aftezai. So Kum says and says, based on Gemara's in the first part of Bava Kama, the chap a big enough kemina ladina between the 2 days. What if you made it? Made be kenas potter. Hodos badin kemedim them doesn't apply to kenas. Hashir shirin olim lo prat mashir satzma. You don't pay kev, you don't pay einis mfata chemish, you don't pay hundred zuz of mitzvah shemra. You don't pay edim zemin, you don't pay chatzi nezek of shuatam ledidon, that it's a kenas. You don't pay a piyatzma. So Kum says and says, like, didn't be as follows. Let's say, I was mamish moida. I was literally gave a hodos baldin that yes, it's true, the miscarriage was caused by my animal that gored. What did it be? It's the potter. So now I didn't give that hodos. What did I do? I said a chavishim layadana, which we say, oh, chavishim layadana, there's something fishy here. My chavishim layadana, how could that be more chomer than a what? Than a hodos feirush. The exists a kosov of maybe chnas potter means short of edim there's no chiyuv. So kozman there's no edim. I don't care what other mechanism is a mechayev. Call it hodah. Call it mitaych. Call it elmo. Call whatever you want to call it. It's not edim. Not a pishlei min rebel dover. Ashei shino him. You need edim gemurim of days to be mechayev knas. Nothing short of edim gemurim is going to be mechayev knas. So that's the reason why. That's a pretty good reason. That's a good answer. That's not bad. Not bad at all. So Rabbi Sai, we have other ways out of this problem. This Mishnah, this Sugya, but we can't have been involved. Oh, Taisus put up on a pedestal and said, this is the right. This is the right. This is my right. Taisus says it beferish. The Ein Emiri, the low dummy cloud, the high time, the Kushwe, the Kushwe, the Kushwe, the Kushwe, the Kushwe, the whole story. Taiz gives you the whole shtickle turn about Lahavla and the Meida. And the Rambam is looking at this Gemara, is not flinching. The Rambam says, this Gemara, come on, this Gemara is part of other reasons. It's a Knas, the Los Baldin, etc. So the Chor Elijah says, with all the difference. I don't understand Taiz Bechlav. Bechlav don't understand his thesis. The prerequisite for Mitoich is there has to be a what? Mitosh and the Yochel what? If you could somehow knock the Shvuah out of the box, then there's always Mitosh. Like the same way the Rimagash and Rambam knocked out the Shvuah earlier from the Rishabi and said because it's a Tanachid of the Siren. If you can chisel away the Shvuah, so then Vusfa Nasa Rabbi Yaakov, Vusfa Mitosh. This is Shvuah's way to be Mitzos here. Listen to the case carefully. I come to you and I say, your animal, your ox, killed my cow and killed my calf. And you respond, yes, my ox killed your cow. I have no idea where they killed the calf. Maybe the cow miscarried an hour before. I have no idea. So could somebody please tell me, where's the hodah and mixus?
It's in another item.
For the cow. Well, no. It's tano chitim. I am moideh to the calf. It's not the same. I'm giving you a hodah like on the bag. I'm being moideh on what you were telling.
I'm being motivated on the cap, on the other item.
I'm being kaif on the other item. No, that's okay. What's the problem here? I want the following shem. Imagine the following. I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000. Let me explain to you why you owe me $1,000. Last week you broke my window for $500. And yesterday, I lent you $500. Okay. And you respond, yes, it's true, I broke your window last week. I owe you $500. And I never borrowed $500. I know you won't, I never borrowed $500.
That's
two
different
mice
that
happens. So what do you say? Don't say the word mice yet. That's two different what?
Two kindness.
Two different things in your Torah. The fact that I want to save money on Beis Din, I don't want to come to court 2 days. I lose 2 days of work. So I come Monday and I try to chat the Beis Din. So I decide to bring two dinner Torah and the one, I don't want to pay the lawyer twice. So I pay the same lawyer, anyway, like I'm paying by the hour. The first case only takes 20 minutes anyway. He's going to charge for the hour. I might as well call him the second case. But the two different cases don't know each other. That's why the mixes are like, that's a farce. That's a late service. That's the way the mixes. So I understand. I'm taking you to a din Torah. So that was like the extreme. Okay, make it a little bit better. I take you to a din Torah that your goats ate, how about some chushli ben ardo, why not? Your goats ate barley, $100 worth of barley, and your dog ate, what do dogs eat? Okay. And your sheep ate some of my my carrots. I don't know if sheep eat carrots. I'm gonna eat. Okay. And you're made in the goats and you care for on the sheep. What would you say about that? The two did a day. So here I'm saying, I'm claiming your ox killed my cow, and your ox killed my calf. Was it two different dinner there? Was that blue made of? So the chavit appell on Tysus. So Zach, right, is getting ready for law school. Right? After it's just one case, two cases. Got to know the answer to that question. Are you getting paid by the hour or not? So what's the answer? How did Tysus understand? That this is one action that's causing two results. That's called one din Torah. It's a chiddush. I'll tell you who's not married to this chiddush. The Rambam. The Rambam's married to this chiddush. So the Rambam doesn't have to start pilpling and saying, oh, this is the knas, this is yeah, this is no, this is shittasuk. That takes that whole lamud on Memvavan up to finagle the kasha. The Rambam says it was nishkin kasha in the first place. Maybe. So basically, we're not doing well in terms of finding a clear cut, raya brua to one direction. Every time these didn't show up, and Taisus is put them on a pedestal, oh, there's a raya to my side. Not so much. So there's another Gemara. This Gemara tucked away in the end of Bava Metzia, very end of Bava Metzia. More like Bava Basra than Bava Metzia. Hashem said the last part of Bava Metzia really belongs to Bava Basra. What?
It's the property.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a segue into Bava Basra. Vayis Valia. As we said at the beginning of the year, but Mitzia is more psukim. But Kav is real psukim all the time. But Mitzia is like halfway psukim, but Basra is almost no psukim. So Bayis Valiya, Shal Shnayim, and it falls down, and Chokim, this is very Basra-ish type of discussion. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in the 10th parak of Mitzia, so Mishnah talks about Bayis Valiya, Shal Shnayim, Shenoflu. So they split, and we talk about the beginning of the year, what a perfect way to end off, right? The first, did we talk about this? At the base. There's two slash on the suffix, right? Hay echad makir miktas avonav. One guy recognizes his rocks. So those are good rocks, the good high quality. Those are the ones I put forth to this. Remember, I can't believe we're talking about this. Bechitzas, before Bechitzas came, it's a different story. What a perfect way, I didn't even plan it. Hay echad makir miktas avonav. So what happens? So he gets to keep them. So the Gemara says, why does he get to keep them? What does the other guy say? So the Gemara says, if the other guy says, yeah, I agree that you are, so pshita, I need a mishnah to tell you that. If the other guy says, no, they're not, so why does he get them? So the Gemara says, the other guy says, any idea. So, ooh, any idea. What does this rabbi say? Classic case of what? Well, not even yet. It's a Mari Vishema, right? I'm claiming they are my rocks for sure, and you are claiming I have no idea whether they're your rocks or not. It's a Mari Vishema. Well, Mari Vishema. So if you hold Barbishem a Bari Adif, that's great. And if you hold Barbishem a La Bari Adif, so that's a problem. So Gemara says, you're right. What does that mean? That I say all 10 of those rocks are mine. And what do you say? 3 of those rocks are yours. The other 7, I don't know. Uh-oh. What did you just get yourself into? Nobody makes this. You're in trouble. That's Pshat the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, if you're makir mitzvah avonav, So you get to keep them. You get to keep all the Avonim. All those that you're Maki, you get to keep. Even though the other guy's in India today, he's not made on them, but he got him to put his foot into his mouth, but being made them part of them. So he asked you, Rabbi Isai. Nope, what's my question? Is that a Havlel Medel or Havlel Medel? Amar says, Per Moli, Babitzia Kufta Zayin, Rabbeis, that this is an application of Yitarich. This is Nasa de Riyaba's fifth example, sixth or seventh example of Nasa de Riyaba playing out. According to Tosfos, what do you have to say? According to Tosfos, you have to say it's a Havlel Medel. People have to recognize their rocks. And if you don't recognize your rock, that's Ramos Yesh, but that's a fishy thing. That sounds a little shaky. You know what I mean? You don't recognize your rock. Havlel Medel. According to the Rambam, I have to recognize my rocks. I have to go to Home Depot. I don't even know what I built. The wall fell down. I built the wall 20 years ago. I don't remember my rocks anymore. I don't know what they looked like in the first place. I hired a guy. I think I built the rocks. I'm sitting in yeshiva. I paid a guy to build my wall for me. Construction team, 36 rectal. I'm building the wall. I have no idea. I'm sitting there watching the entire year what's going on in front of my eyes. You think in front of my very nose. You think I know what's going on next? I have no idea. I'll go to Tzof for a few weeks. I'll come back. The whole shul will be built. I couldn't tell the difference. I know they come at the 7 o'clock in the morning, make a racket. They leave before I come home and try. Every day it looks like they're doing something. I think they're doing something. I mean, they're moving stuff around. They're definitely charging. I assume something's happening. So you make sure you know where racks are. So that's what the Rambam would say. The Rambam would say, it's a lohav lelameda. The Alva Bichayim, what? It's still called Mitoch Shidach L'Shem Mishalim. So believe it or not, the Machlekes, Taiz and the Rambam and the Rambam, all the Mishalim not only depends on shopping bags, now it depends on, do I know my pet rock? Do I recognize my pet rock or not? But I'll tell you a secret. Tosfos was stuck into this corner. The Tosfos themselves make this observation other places. Tosfos says, I'm telling you for a fact, people are held responsible and accountable to know their rocks. Not only because of the Mitoch part of the Sugya, but for another total tangential part of the Sugya. What was the flow of this Gemara again? Kuf Tei Zayin Vavimtzia. Gemara said, we have a Mishnah that says that if one guy recognizes some of his rocks, he gets to keep them. The Gemara says, what did the other guy tie in it? The other guy says, Shema. Who says, oh, if you have Bar Bishav Bar Yod, if everything's great. What about Lididon? We pass the Bar Bishav Bar Yod, if then there's a Shvua. Hachamai Eskid, there was a Medivin Mitzvah. But Vais Tois that Bar Bishav Bar Yod, so the Mishnah would have read like a charm. I'm a Bari, I say, I know for a fact all these 10 rocks are mine. And you're not making mixes. You say, I have no idea. If you hold Bar Bishav Bar Yod, what's the din? You get him. So Tosfos, in different Masechtos, and Baba Basra Tosfos has it, Baba Kama, every time this Bar Bishav pops up in Shas, every couple hundred blots, Tosfos has the same piece, but Tosfos says, Bar Bishav Bar Yod doesn't work all the time. Bar Bishav Bar Yod only works when your Shema is shaky, your Shema is fishy. You should have known better. I say I lent you $1,000, and you say I have no idea. Bar Bishav Bar Yod. Well, yeah, we have not to pass that one. We pass the Muchsuk Pitz even that. But even the Mandiyom who says Bar Bishav Bar Yod, it's only because Tosfos coins three words: Hava Leilameida. You should have known. And by your not knowing, that goofa points us in the direction that you're probably not telling the truth. You probably do know when you're trying just to weigh your way out. You don't want to be like a total mayor, so you say some half-baked Shema. A Shema that you should have known is tantamount to an admission of guilt. So Tosfos says, in different places in Shas, the recognizing rocks has to be expected of you. If it wouldn't be expected of you to hello, if it would be lo havlel lameida, we would not have pasked the din of Muchtoich, and we wouldn't have pasked the din of Baruch Shema either way, anyway. So Tosfos says, below Vochi, we're right. So according to the Rambam, who wants to say, no, people don't recognize rocks, they have to disagree with that Tosfos also in Bar Vishema. But that's a tricky Tosfos to disagree with because it's hard to prove because we pass worship a lot Bar Yadav. So you have to disagree in the world of that Amayra who held Bar Vishema Bar Yadav. So that's the tricky one. Maybe another time, another place. But just appreciate the fact that Tosfos coming with Shitasim, Tosfos anyway has to stop to say people know what the rock situation is. Hein mitam the sugi of Nasa de Rabba, hein mitam the sugi of Bar Vishema. So Bar Vishema Bar Yadav and Nasa de Rabba have nothing with each other. Zero to do with each other. But they converge together in this piece of reality that people are expected to know what their rocks look like. So they say, If you put together, we'll say for the next time, about that trilogy, the theme that's been underlying all the tzugis has been this fundamental question: how do we view Chiyuv Shvuah? Is a Chiyuv Shvuah really fundamentally Chiyuv Mamon, or it's really fundamentally Chiyuv Shvuah? And yet, that underlying question appears in other applications, other sugyas in Shas, and strangely enough, the shitas don't always match up. There's another sugya staring us in the face in Shas, but this issue also comes up, and somehow, not only Rishonim the Rosh, not only Rishonim, somehow apply that principle of viewing Shvu as a mamon for all dinim. Strange, strange phenomenon. What do I mean by this? So the sugya is the very beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia. Famous Machlokes Rishonim about the following scenario. There's a Shavuos HaTorah that you got yourself stuck into. What was the case? Shavuos HaShomerim, Shavuos Ma'ariv HaMikdash, we'll make it easy, that's so easy. And you're ready to take that Shavuot. Yeah, you have no choice. You have to take the Shavuot. You don't want to be Tuch, you don't want to be Abed come after you. You're ready to come to Beis Din, you're ready to take your Ma'ariv HaMikdash, Shavuos HaShomerim, etc. And all of a sudden, listen to this one. An Eid Echad comes running to Beis Din, supporting your claim. They're taking the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, the Erech HaRei, to show the son of the truth. I saw the animal hit by lightning. I was there at the loan, and he only lent them 50. He didn't lend them the other 50. You hear this one? Yom Mechuyv in the Shavuos HaTorah. Can an Eid Echad be pulled to you from a Chiyuv Shavuos HaTorah now? You hear that, Shiloh?
And put it on the other guy?
No. I want a Minatorah. Minatorah. You know, there's a Parashas HaTorah. Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. I leave you out the Eid Echad. I don't want to get, it's too complicated. Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. Is there a way to get out of a Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim? So we spoke about Migos, possibly. Migos lift up Shavuos, remember? Migash is Taizim, maybe. Here, can I use an Eid Echad as a, in a sense, a Biru, enough of a Hochocha that I'm telling the truth to get me out of a Shavuos HaTorah? So my first reaction would be, Eid Echad doesn't do anything. So comes Mar Maruta Berg and says, really? Eid Echad is Dvar B'Teilem? In the realm of Hilchos, in Hilchos what? Shavuos is not irrelevant. He can be Mechayev Shavuah. Says Mar Maruta Berg, Mali Lechayev, Mali, Liftor. Eid Echad come l'shvuah. Doesn't say Eid Echad come l'chayi shvuah. Eid Echad come l'shvuah. Eid Echad can force the shvuah. Eid Echad can save you from the shvuah. And for Ketz says Ma'amur Tumur, not only is it a comparison, it's a kavachimah. It's a kavachimah Ma'amur Tumur. Ma'adach Eid Echad can come to try to get your money away from you. You're the muchsuk. And Eid Echad comes l'chayi shvuah here. What's Eid Echad trying to do? To save the muchsuk. So ma'adach l'chayi is a muchsuk. Lifts us muchsuk l'kol. Famous Ma'amur Tumur. The Rosh quotes the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia. So comes the Ramban and says, I'm going to bring you a raya against the Ma'amar Tumur. Raya from a Mishnah, the third parak of Bava Metzia, Shemi Shemasa L'Shemer. Complicated, convoluted sugya. I give Zach something to watch, and Zach, without my permission, gives it to Jeremy to watch. And now, Jeremy comes and says, I was hit by lightning, and he wants to be potter. Zach wants to be potter, right? They all want to get off the... I say to Zach, I gave you my animal. Give me animal. Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. Take the Shavuah. What does Zach say? Zach says, I can't take the Shavuah. Why can't he take the Shavuah? He has no idea. What's he going to take a Shavuah? He has no idea whether it was. Do you know what the Gemara says? So Jeremy says, I'll take the Shavuah. Do you know what I say?
I did my business with him. I did my
business with Zach. I know Jeremy. I don't trust Jeremy. Jeremy? Who's Jeremy? Zach, you owe me a Shavuah. Take the Shavuah. And what does Zach say?
You
can't take the Shavuah. So you know what the din is? Pay. So comes the Ramban and says, wait a second. you're right, Jeremy can't take a shvu, because I was never mom. I don't do a business with Jeremy. He can't take a shvu, but what can he do?
He's
let him come as an eichud. Well, Hakmai is giving his possibly eidus. Jeremy's a nice guy. The Shir sister is partially eidus. Let him come in as an eichud. And pater Zach from the shvu. Zem Fado, what does the Rambam say? What do you see from here? Eidechud doesn't pater b'shvu. Eidechud is b'chayim shvu, not a pater shvu. Sorry, no kav b'chayim, there's no memetina. We made that up. There's no such thing. That's the Rambam's right.
Can you say he's a little Nogam
Dover? No, he's a little Nogam Dover. I'm not going to leave out the Nogam. Too complicated. 12:32 on last day, she had too complicated. We can't say we'll talk about it next week. That's the Rambam's right. So the Rosh was a Talmud from Marmon Ruttenberg. He's going to defend his Rebbe. The Rosh says, this Kasha.
There's no way to stand.
Well, not a Kasha, says the Rosh. Bechlal, not even Geiris to Kasha. He's so no Geiris to Kasha that he doesn't even quote in the name of the Ramban. Because he's so mevatel the Kasha, he doesn't want to be mevatel. He's such a covered goal for the Ramban. He says, Yesh Omrim, and he says it's wrong. See, it's such a covered derech eretz for the Hebrew Ramban. Why is the Kasha's concussion? Is the Rosh? This is not a Din Torah on a Shvu anymore. I say to Zach, I gave you an animal. Where's the animal? Zach says, I don't have the animal. You know what happens? When the Shoyman doesn't return the animal, what kicks in? Shvu Hashem Tia Ben Shnei. Zach says, Pebble, I can't do the Shvu because I don't know. What kicks in? Rabbi Abba comes to enter the Beis Din and he says he follows the following statement. What does Mishale mean? It's a din Torah about what? It's a din Torah about Mammon. Now Erecha is going to come and say what? No. What's the Erecha going to come and say? Ich bin toit design for the Shvua. But Shvua, this is not Shvua anymore, this is Mammon. The minute that the Shvua is Nischayev, it's viewed, treated as a Dini Mominus. Once it's Dini Mominus, then I can't part the Dini Mominus. Therefore, the Rosh rejected the Ramban. How did the Ramban, what did the Ramban respond? What did the Ramban respond? It's not Mominus. It's Shvuas. There is a din that if and when you can't take the shvua for reason X, Y, and Z, we're going to translate that to mean mominus, but it's not a din Torah mominus. So the Rosh who viewed this as a din Torah mominus, how does he seem to be viewing Rabbi Abba's din? As a locked door, you don't have the key. Why don't I don't care why you don't have the key? It's mominus. Mominus. You know what the problem is? The Rosh is on whose team in the Lahavel and the Medus again? He's on Tosis' team. The Rosh in Bava Kama holds like Tosis. The Lohavla the Meida is a good excuse. According to Ashtabul Torah, our trilogy, any Rishon who holds it's a good excuse is basically learning that it's not really Mominus. It's really a Shvua with the repercussions down the line, if and when those repercussions are relevant. So that's what I meant when I said that there seems to be a little bit of a discrepancy in how the Rosh is learning the Sugyas. Our mindset was to lump everything together. It's one long. Everything is totally zebizer. And now this Rosh in Hamafkid, the Rosh at the beginning of Shnei Melechazin, who's deflecting the Ramban's right from Hamafkid, seems to be almost crossing closer to the model of the Rambam, the Rimagash, the Rambam, than to the model of Balei HaTosfos, which is not his model. So leave it with the Kasha. Think about it until September, then August. And was anything excited to tell me at the beginning of the...
Was it specifically just the Rivam? It wasn't necessarily all the Vatis of Shita.
No, but the Rosh in the Sugya Hamilton made that, yeah, he sides with Tosfos here. So, I don't know. I'm just being... Oh, you read this capture. Leave me Tech Tvah Halach. You have to leave me Tech a little bit of a Sugya. Something to think about over the summer. So hopefully that's Hashem when we resume Gittin Dabez of an hour. If anyone remembers this before Shia starts in Dabez, comes up with a good answer, let me know. Rabbi Say, a big, big ishkoyach to everybody. Those who are with us, those who are still hanging in there on Zoom. So a big, big ishkoyach, Baruch Hashem, Chaz Teshem, Kil Samnu, Mamu, should make a record here. We don't have enough guys to make a circle, so we'll just make a theoretical record here. Amigo, we would have made a record if there would have been guys around. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matei Chokeinu, to be able to say Shurum Bamasa, to learn Sigis Azah, Sigis Mukus B'Yaseh, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matei Chokeinu. Okay, those who want to join us for lunch, Asher is going to be a hard one to pull off lunch on Zoom, so we'll have you in mind, okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
We'll save your shalom.